Okay, but like, I mean, on that subject, then, like, you've got an awful lot of things to say to an awful lot of people, from British prime ministers to American presidents to swing voters and peacekeepers and warmongers and the rock and roll thing as well. But, I mean, the dad, you yeah. can't do it. You couldn't do it when he was alive very much. Is that an Irish thing?
Oh, it's so
it
Irish.
It is, isn't it?
Oh, it's so Irish.
Don't start looking at me like that, you.
See, the Welsh man, though, you know, that's a different question. You'll have to ask Edge that one. But I would go down, local pub, Sundays, with my father. We would both drink whiskey. We would look at each other and say nothing.
Hold on, before you go any further, at least you went down to the pub with your father. There's not that many people to do that.
No, and by the way, I felt that was good.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd exchange pleasantries. my dad's whole thing with me was, my son, the fucking idiot. And that was a basic. The basic position was, it's great that it's happening for you. When it all completely unravels, which it's going to any second, I'm going to sit in this stand and we can talk about it. He was brilliant. The comedy of him. I mean, I think he was a real wind-up. But that Irish male thing...
It was all front, though.
It was all front.
Yeah. I mean, that's the great thing, is how proud he was of Bono. But he'd never show that.
Yeah.
You know.
Again, Irish.
Very Irish, yeah. It's a certain type of cool.
It's a certain type of cool. Like Italians. I know, I've got loads of Italian friends. New York Italians. Actual Italians. They are told, especially the boys, right? They're told from the moment they are born how brilliant they are. And they develop this confidence, and I've realized how annoying confidence is. Like, nothing good happens in the world from confidence. Insecurity is the reason why bridges are built, is the reason why the man on the moon. You know, people don't join a rock band if they're not insecure. People don't want to be singers. People don't want to write songs. But the Italians, they're so confident. The father, you are a great man, you're a great boy. The mummy says, you are a great boy. They grow up, they think they are a great boy. How can you achieve anything if you think you're great? You know, the only reason somebody's telling you're great, which I do for a living, is because they don't think it. That's obvious. Everyone knows that. But it's an Irish thing. You know, you're really telling the old man. It's really all about that. My father's whole thing was to dream is to be disappointed. That's really it. Don't dream, because to dream is to be disappointed. Because I guess he was disappointed. That is a recipe for megalomania. There it is. You have it. Because all I think is of big ideas. All I've had is that. Because that's the way I could take him out, I suppose. Yeah.
Gavin said it very well. He said insecurity is the best security you can have.
That's right. Gavin Friday. Totally the truth.
Okay, but by the same token, I mean, like, what's the big rock and roll disease? Is it being surrounded by people who say you're great all the time? And don't tell me you don't have a bunch of people who must be saying all the time that you're great, and you could do without it, could you, sometimes?
No.
I knew you'd say that.
We're very lucky that we actually don't.
But you couldn't do without it, or they don't say that?
Don't have it.
We don't have
really?
It.
Really?
Don't have it in our life.
No.
Do not have it in our life.
That's the great thing about being a band, is...
You are in
the room a lot with people who will tell you actually what they think, and if they don't think that the song's any good, they're going to tell you. If they think, you know, something you believe in is not right, they're going to tell you, which is really useful. It's great. I mean, to be a solo artist surrounded by people who just think everything you do is brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, the way we work is nothing... There's no lines drawn of demarcation or, you know, this is my work, you know. So it needs to be respected. It's not... I mean, any idea that comes out from us is kicked around. It's given a severe hiding, and if it survives, then we know it's good.
Would you ever have lyrics that you come into the studio with, for instance, and like... You know, for instance, like the song One has been used at a lot of people's weddings, which is a slightly odd one if you listen to the damn thing. Or the song, like, I mean, Born in the USA was the same, I think, for Bruce Springsteen. Or Beautiful Day, like very progressive and out there, political parties have used that too. Listen to the song, boys. Now, on that level, does it come to the point that, God almighty, maybe my lyrics don't really mean that much. And maybe you have these guys saying, you're right, Bono, they don't. Give us the leading chorus and shut up.
That is kind of like, that's you must have been there, but... No, because again, I mean, some of our best lyrics are Edge's. Right. I think some of the guitar parts are probably mine. I don't know which is which. They all disappear into each other. But the point you're making, which is, are we at the stage, you know, rock gods, you know, around, surrounded by people who tell us what we want to hear? I wish. It is rough. It is a violence.
It's rough in there.
To be in U2 is a violence, because not only do you have to put up with him and Larry Mullen and Adam Clayton and Paul McGuinness, but then you have Ali, and you have, you know, Gavin Friday. So, I mean, there's a lot of people around us, people we grew up with.
Yeah.
And remember, they don't see somebody in a rock band because they've known you since before you're in a band.
Sure.
It's murderous. It is murderous. Can we have some sycophants, is what I'd like to know. Even the people who work for us.
A few thousand outside the window there.
Okay, your audience are generous. They're not going to pull you aside. But even the U2 audience. Film. Here's a classic example. Not this tour, last tour, Elevation tour. We're filming the tour for the DVD in Boston. We have a row with our fans, right? Because those people on the road who are in the first row every night, there's like a caravan of them. We're saying, can we just play to like the people in the town we're in instead of the one that's following us?
Sure.
They organize a sit down in the heart. We're filming. They sit down in the heart. We say, you wouldn't do that now when we're filming. I mean, we understand you'd make the, you know, a protest, but not when we're filming. So even our audience are rough. Oh, yeah. Go to U2 internet sites. They're murder.
Right, yeah.
I mean, where is this sycophancy? Can I have some?
Yeah, but it does keep you sharp.
Yeah,
it keeps you on your toes, because, but, you know, nothing is going to be tolerated that doesn't stand up.
People obviously, like, you know, U2 wouldn't be U2 without the Edge, or U2 wouldn't be U2 without Larry, or U2 wouldn't be U2 without Adam. Would you be Bono without U2?
I think I could have a life without U2. I've thought about it. I think it would be less of a life. And the thing that I fear the most is not my own company, because I think I've good friends that would last outside of the band, and I hope Ed would feel that and be one of them. But I would really, really fear the lack of friction. Because I have, you know, people say, gosh, you're a workaholic, or, you know, you're hyperactive or something.
Yeah.
There's three of you. There's four.
Yeah.
Of you. But the truth of it is I have a really strong lazy streak. And so I'm very productive and very, you know, on it. But I also have another side of me that literally could go and live on an island in Tahiti, like Marlon Brando, drink wine, get a big belly, and, you know, have my hair washed by maidens putting flares in them. I mean, there's a total lazy streak in me. And being in this band keeps me sharp. And I'd be the idea, for instance, of going on the road on my own. Mm. I mean, facing the deli tray. I mean, do you know what the deli tray is?
Tell me.
Okay. Doesn't matter if you're Pavarotti, if you're the Strokes, if you're right. Franz Ferdinand, if you're the Rolling Stones, wherever you go in rock and roll, you walk into the venue, there it is, the deli tray, cold meat, cheese. It's
God, he's so ungrateful, isn't he?
And when the bread is too small for the cheese,
that's absolutely, forget the brown M&Ms. Yeah,
so absolutely. If you can't laugh about that, imagine if you know if you had to take that seriously, you'd be in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely.
You really would.